Federal Reserve, 1913, whose idea was it to put this thing together?
Well, the idea of privately owned central banks has had its origin going all the way back into Europe, beginning with the very famous but infamous Rothschild family when they took over the Bank of England during the war between France and England. But the idea specifically here in our country was fostered primarily by Nelson Aldrich, who was the chairman of the National Banking Committee at that particular time. He met with seven men who went to Jekyll Island, Georgia, on Nelson Aldrich's private boxcar, and they went there incognito. They would not even use their own real names. They used assumed names while on this trip. They didn't want anyone to know what they were doing. And they concocted a scheme to impose America's fourth privately owned central bank on this country. They used the decoy bill in Congress, the Aldrich bill, in order to convince Congress that the first plan was actually a Wall Street plan. And, of course, Congress fell for it. They rejected the Aldrich plan, and later, through the Glass-Owen Act, they established the Federal Reserve, which contained all of the essential elements of the Aldrich plan, and they decided to get what they wanted through the age-old Fabian socialist tactic of gradualism. And we were thrust into another experiment with a privately owned central bank. You know, the Constitution strictly prohibits a private entity from handling our monetary policy and our money supply. In Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 5 of the U.S. Constitution, it specifically says that Congress alone shall coin our money and regulate the value thereof of foreign coins and the standard of weights and measures.
So that's not happening, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, if you can reach into your pocket right now and pull out some of the change, you know that they are worthless carnival slugs. There is no silver in our money anymore. What happened to the silver? What happened to the real nickel and the real copper that was in our coins? It's gone. And this is true wealth. You know, a silver dollar costs a heck of a lot more than a dollar
today. That's right, and a gold coin.
Absolutely. You know, what happened to our money? This was our money, and we have all been robbed. The architects of our monetary policy historically have never been satisfied with a nation half slave and half free. They want a nation all slave and none free.
Well, let me ask you this, Andre. If I have $1,000 in the bank, mm-hmm. and you're saying, you know, what happened to your $1,000 in silver or gold coins? I mean, I can go and get this $1,000 of paper out, and then I can take this paper and I can go on vacation with it, or I can buy something with it. I can do what $1,000 worth of silver coins can do. So to me, what do I care?
Well, this is the problem. Back in 1913, a gold coin worth about $300 could buy a good suit of clothes. $300, and that gold and a suit of clothes was cost considerably less than $300 at that particular time.
Sure.
Today, the same gold coin could buy a good suit of clothes, but it's going to cost, you know, considerably more than what it would cost in 1913 to buy that suit of clothes. Now, has the clothes gone up, or has it been that our dollar has gone down? And I submit to you that the dollar has gone down in value. Inflation is the root cause of this, and it's created by the monetary scientists. And this is nothing new. This is something that has been imposed on mankind since ancient times. Even the Bible gives us a definition of what these people have done to the purchasing power of our money. If you read Amos, he tells us, "Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, to make the poor of the land fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small," that's artificially reducing the value of that money, "and the shekel great," that's artificially increasing the value of that currency, "and falsifying the balances by deceit," which is dishonestly manipulating the money supply and its exchange in their favor. And Amos goes on to say that we may buy the poor for silver. In other words, that we may institute debt slavery. So the Bible itself gives us a definition of what inflation is, and this is exactly what they have done by debauching our money supply, increasingly making the money buy less and less and less. We're all being robbed of our wealth systematically, and this is the worst tax of all, inflation. And it's my opinion that the Federal Reserve, operating off of the dishonest principle of fractional reserve banking, is the root cause of inflation. It is an inherently inflationary institution.
And you know, people think, oh, you pull out this dollar I have in my hand, it says Federal Reserve note, mm-hmm. United States of America. The United States of America doesn't have anything to do with this note, does it?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, there were a couple of times in recent history that we did issue money outside of the Federal Reserve system. In the 1960s, President Kennedy reissued Abraham Lincoln's greenbacks. They were called United States notes. Those were bills that were issued by the Treasury Department. They did not read a Federal Reserve note at the top of that bill. Those were the bills with the little red seal on them.
Well, how come when we go after counterfeiters, our Secret Service, that we're paying taxes to put together, our Secret Service goes after counterfeiters, our Treasury Department prints up this money, yet you would think if this was all part of the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, they'd hire their own people to do this.
That's exactly right. I mean, they have yoked us and gotten us to cover all of their expenses. Nonetheless, it is a privately owned institution. And what we have trading every day, these paper notes, simply paper with ink on them, is as worthless, in my opinion, in terms of real intrinsic value, as any money that any counterfeiter has ever made, because there is nothing to back up the Federal Reserve notes except the faith that the American people have that these notes will make goods pass from the producers mm-hmm. to the consumers.